Good morning. It's Friday, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, and it is this week's edition of Cultural Continuum after a long layoff. From Strict Financial Services, we welcome back Amy McFarlane. Hey there, Amy.
Hola, Esteban.
Ah, sí. Muy bien. We begin with an event at Sioux City Community Theater. They were presenting The Music Man through this Sunday, 7:30 showtimes tonight and tomorrow night, and there's a 2 o'clock matinee. Nice to see a play set here in Iowa.
Yes.
This Tony Award-winning musical comedy has been entertaining audiences since 1957, and it's a family-friendly story to be shared with every generation. Go to sccctheater.org to find out more.
Yes, I remember Dave Madsen was in a production of that a number of years ago, and it was excellent. Okay, now speaking of, Lamarts Regional Theater opens on Golden Pond. It's a dramatic comedy. It starts tonight at 7:30 p.m. with a special Projects of Hope Night for the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. In the play, Norman is a retired professor nearing 80 with heart palpitations, a failing memory, but still as tart-tongued, observant, and eager for life as ever. Ethel, 10 years younger, is the perfect foil for Norman in this funny and warmly perceptive study of a spirited and lovable elderly couple. Let's see. Tickets are available online at woodburyparks.org.
Shot in the Dark Productions is presenting First Date, when blind date newbie Aaron is set up with serial dater Casey. A casual drink at a busy New York restaurant turns into a hilarious high-stakes dinner. Their inner critics take on life of their own when restaurant patrons transform into supportive best friends, manipulative exes, and protective parents who sing and dance them through icebreakers, appetizers, and potential conversational landmines. The musical comedy is showing through Monday the 15th.
Wow, that sounds great. And Northwestern College Jazz Band and Percussion Ensemble will present a joint concert for Friday, May 5th at 7:30 p.m. Oh, that's tonight, in Christ Chapel on the college campus. The jazz band will perform a variety of pieces, including Fascinating Rhythm by George and Ira Gershwin and Bourbon Street Jingling Jollies from Duke Ellington's New Orleans Suite. The percussion ensemble will play works including Three-Way Split by Chris Brooks and National Geographic Oro by Randy Gloss, which is performed on hand drums. The event is free and open to the public.
A couple of great chances to get outside and enjoy the weather tomorrow, including Sioux City Heart Walk, which will be held tomorrow at Sioux City East High School. Heart Walk is a wellness event centered around educating people on their risk factors for heart disease and stroke, teaching them ways to make simple lifestyle changes, and fundraising for research and education. That event is free. Registration opens at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the walk will follow.
All righty. And Sunnybrook Community Church invites community members to participate in World Vision's Global 6K for Water tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Miracle League Field, located in the Riverside Park area. 6 kilometers, which is about 3.7 miles, is the average distance many women and girls walk to get water for their families in the developing world.
That's for those of you also who are 5K isn't enough, but 10K is a little too much. You can go 6K. It's a nice way to lessen the damage of the 10K there. Coming up tomorrow, we begin Sioux City Historic Preservation Week, and it kicks off with the ninth annual Barstool Open. You can play putt-putt golf or miniature golf, whatever you want to call it.
It's one hole of putt-putt golf per bar.
Yeah. Yes. And there are 16 bars.
Yes.
All along 4th Street.
Yep.
Registration begins at 11 o'clock at the Diving Elk. Tee-off will be at noon. Other events included during the week include the tour of Virginia Square Condominiums.
Hosted by Ho-Chunk.
Oh, very nice. And there's a walking tour of historic areas downtown, among many others. Amy, you seem like you're a person to be in the know.
Oh, I've
this.
Heard a little bit about it. I'm overseeing Historic Preservation Week. So if you have any questions, first of all, there's a full list of all the events Steve described at SiouxCityHP.org. And again, that's SiouxCityHP as in historicpreservation.org. Or you can contact Erin Brezina at City Hall.
Okay.
And her number is 279-6283. Or you can call the station here and you guys can give them my number.
Oh.
And you're feel free to call me.
Okay.
But The pub crawl is tomorrow morning, and there's prizes for best dressed outfits. There's prizes for winners. And then Tuesday night, the Virginia Square Condominium Tour. That's at 6 p.m., Steve. And That is, if you want to see the building and the condo, that's right there at Gordon Drive in Virginia, and Ho-Chunk will be hosting. It's on a first come, first serve. We don't know how many people are going to go.
Okay.
And the walking tour is on Thursday night. Iowa Great Lakes Citizens Climate Lobby, a nonprofit, nonpartisan, grassroots advocacy organization, is hosting a climate advocacy training this Sunday from 1 to 5, and that's at the Iowa Lakeside Labs Laboratory. The workshop includes discussions, learning to speak to issues, and a nature walk. Oh, another one I see. Yeah. On the Lakeside campus. Go to citizensclimatelobby.org for more.
Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting The Origins of World War I. It's the first of three illustrated presentations on the Great War by Dr. Don Hickey. That'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday. A Wayne State College professor of American history, Dr. Hickey, will focus on the causes of the war and how the United States got involved.
That sounds good. And let's see, Christian Bougie and Jamie Fox will present fiddle music from the Metis and Nordic traditions. That's 2 p.m. next Wednesday, so that'd be the 10th, at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The fiddling couple will treat the audience to a multi-layered performance, including whirling waltzes, polkas, and Sunderhuing dance tunes from the Danish island of Fano. SiouxCityLCIC.com will give you more information on that.
Siouxland Mental Health is hosting the Many Faces of Mental Illness Conference Thursday. That'll be at the Sioux City Convention Center. It's a day-long conference. Speakers will include Sam Webb from Sydney, Australia, a sufferer and loss of a survivor of mental illness. Also, Jay Sorgrady, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, sexual assault, and domestic violence, and Travis Pipes, a recovering addict.
All righty. Sioux City Public Museum is presenting Siouxland Agriculture from 1885 through 1960, and that is next Thursday, and that's May 11th at 6:30. See how local farming has changed as new kinds of technology were introduced. The program is presented as part of One Book, One Siouxland. It's a reading initiative that brings the community together through the shared experience of one great book. This year's selection is Shoeless Joe.
All right, and that's all the time we have this week for Cultural Continuum. I'm going to leave you here with some music from On Golden Pond.
Ah, Ethel Thayer, it sounds like I'm lifting.
If you have something that you would like us to talk about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. For my co-host, Amy McFarland, and executive producer, Allie Carson, and also Liv Minchel,
Happy
who helped
Cinco
out this
de
week.
Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. And thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum. I'm Steve Smith.